This evening we'll do a guided metta meditation for our evening together. So sit yourself in a comfortable position. Where body pain is minimal. Allow yourself to settle into your seat. Let the body settle. And we'll begin by resting the attention in the breath, either the movement of the breath in the belly, the rising and falling movement, or the sensations of the breath in the nostril area. And we'll do this for a few moments. And we'll begin the practice of metta with ourself. The Buddha spoke about searching the entire universe, that even if we do search the entire universe for someone more deserving of our love, our care, our respect than ourself, we won't find that person anywhere. He said, I visited all quarters with my mind and found none dearer than myself. Self likewise to every other is dear, who loves herself or himself will never harm another. We are as deserving of our love, our respect, our care, as is anyone else in this universe, no more and no less. It's very helpful and wise and actually necessary to approach our practice with an attitude of accepting, loving, respecting, and honoring ourselves. Though for some this may not be the initial attitude that one has in relationship to oneself at first. As we practice loving kindness, in our practice we begin to see whether we're motivated by an attitude of caring and acceptance and respect in relationship to ourself, or are we motivated by a sense of struggle, of striving, of self-judgment, stress and strain in relationship to ourself. Accepting and unconditionally loving ourself, caring for ourself, brings a sense of ease, a certain sense of happiness. Loving and accepting others, both in a personal and in a universal way, brings a great and expansive sense of ease and happiness. And so we do begin the practice with ourselves. And we'll begin this evening with a silent reflection in relationship to a question. And just to mention that a reflection is not coming to a definitive answer to a question. Reflection is a part of practice, an important part of practice at times. And with reflection, in this case, we let the mind roam freely. Mindful presence with this free-roaming mind, so to say, over thoughts and memories, wishes, desires, holding all possibilities in the context of the question. So we're not expecting, or we're not rejecting, or we're not excluding anything. But really remaining honest with yourself throughout the reflection. So the question for the reflection is, what do I truly need in order to be happy? Or what do I need to be truly happy? Just worded a couple of different ways. So that's the question. What do I need to be truly happy, or what do I truly need in order to be happy? And I think with this reflection, just a brief few words here, it's helpful to remember that conditional and fleeting happiness really isn't our highest potential. So remembering that objects, people, situations, that all of this changes. Consequently, it's futile to seek a sustaining, unchanging happiness from any of these things. Accepting what comes into our life is present for however long, and letting go of what leaves our life, which is constantly happening. So what do I truly need in order to be happy? What do I need in order to be truly happy? And now, letting the reflection go. Just let it be. And return again to attention connecting with the breath in the belly or at the nostril area, just for a few moments. And I'll offer phrases. I think everyone here knows that the metta practice is done by silently repeating phrases. In this case, to oneself, for oneself, from oneself. And I'll say a phrase out loud, give you a long enough time, just a brief time, but a long enough time to repeat it to yourself. And then I'll add another and another. So as we're practicing metta for ourselves, sometimes it's easy, and for some it's not. Depending on our conditioning. And then even within one person, it can be easy or not easy at times. One of the images that when I first started practicing metta for myself that came up, that was helpful and maybe helpful for you, for some of you. With the phrases, it felt as though I was showering myself inwardly and outwardly, with friendship and kindness and acceptance. This unconditional loving kindness of metta. I have a friend who, when he first started practicing metta for himself, it was very difficult. And he said an image came into his mind of him sitting in the middle of a circle, surrounded by all the most loving people that he could think of. Some of them he knew and some of them he didn't know. And they were all sending loving kindness to him. And that made it easier for him to send it to himself. Now you may not need an image or anything like that. But if you do, that's okay. So we'll begin with the phrases. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong and healthy. May I take care of myself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully, just picking one, whichever one fits for you right now. May I take care of myself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. And the last phrase, for those of you that practice with the traditional phrases, which these first five were quite traditional, the last one is not, but it can be quite helpful for people. So I offer it. May I love myself, or may I accept myself unconditionally, just as I am, in this present moment. May I love myself, or may I accept myself unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. And I'll repeat each of the phrases again, once, one by one. And then we'll have a period of silence where you can practice with yourself. And if you don't remember them all, that's fine. The ones that stand out for you, that resonate for you, you can use those. So you can use them all, or you can use two or three of them, as it feels appropriate for you this evening. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong and healthy. May I take care of myself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. Just pick one. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May I accept myself, or may I love myself unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. And so, having a felt sense of yourself, sometimes people find it helpful to put one hand over the heart center and or one hand there and then the other hand over top, that can bring one in to this felt sense of presence with oneself. You can try that if you'd like to. And offering yourself friendship, unconditional friendship, care, kindness, metta, phrase by phrase. If you get lost and forget what phrase comes next, just start with whatever one comes up and go from there. As much as possible, focusing the attention on the phrases, the words, the felt sense of you, and the, whatever responses come up, but don't dwell in thinking. And with whatever phrase you're on, finishing, letting it go then. And coming back with attention on the breath, either in the belly or in the nostril area, just for a brief time. And we'll next take the practice of metta to what's traditionally called a benefactor, someone who has been of benefit for you in your life, has helped you, supported you in some way that's been important. And it's best to pick someone at this point who's alive, still alive. And it's also best to not pick someone that you have a sexual relationship with or are sexually attracted to. A person who's no longer living, it can be complicated in terms of the practice at this point. And if one has a sexual relationship or attracted to somebody, that can also complicate the matter considerably. So picking someone who's still alive on the planet, who has helped you, benefited you. Choose a person whose kindness to you is pretty clear and unambiguous. I think for many of us, we sometimes feel that we don't have enough, or that there's never enough, or maybe feeling that we're missing something and kind of living with that edge of anxiety. And there's often a reaction to that with a saving things or hoarding things or collecting things. As we practice metta, we begin to realize that the world, that the universe really provides everything. I mean, this great mystery that everything's here. And so we may begin then to live our life with more simplicity and a mind, a heart that becomes more clear, purified, satisfied with things as they are. With the forces of grasping and clinging in the heart, in the mind, becoming less potent, not so strong. And so, practicing with the benefactor, we begin to open the heart, the mind, to what's been given to us, what's been offered to us. And once you have this person, bringing them to heart, bringing them to mind, And if you have an easy time visualizing, bringing up an image, then bring in an image of this being. If visualizing is difficult for you, bringing in an image is not easy, then don't force it, don't fight with it, don't try too hard, just bring in a felt sense of this being. And spending just a few moments now with the reflection. Reflection on how this being helped you. Reflecting on their generosity, their kindness towards you. And maybe some specific memories come up. Noticing any feelings of gratitude and appreciation that come up with your own, within your own heart and mind. Or maybe there's some feeling of holding back. Maybe some resistance in really allowing the heart and mind to deeply connect and acknowledge and accept the kindness that was offered to you from this benefactor person. Just noticing how it is. The felt sense or the image, as though this person's right with you, right in front of you, right here. Do you open and relax? Do you tense up? Are you distracted, spacing out? Where is your heart present, receptive, connected? And now letting the reflection go, just letting it be. And using the same phrases that you used for yourself, directing this metta energy through the phrases to this being, offering unconditional kindness and friendship, care and respect to this being who's done so much for you. Offering them metta. And I will repeat the phrases once, one by one. May you be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May you be peaceful and happy. May you be strong, healthy. May you take care of yourself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. Again, just picking one of these. May you live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. And if you like, you can add in the last phrase, or not, as you wish. May you accept yourself, or may you love yourself completely or unconditionally, just as you are in every present moment. And so now spending time silently practicing with your benefactor, offering them metta. And now finishing with the phrase that you're on. And letting your benefactor go. Just letting them be on their way. And bringing the attention now back again to the breath at the nostrils or the belly, just briefly. And the next being that will offer metta to is a beloved friend, a dear friend. And we'll begin with a reflection before you bring your friend in. Reflecting for a few moments on the meaning of friendship to you. True friendship with another. And remembering that a really true friendship with another isn't based on sentimentality. Or it's not a romanticized kind of friendship with romanticized ideas and images about ourselves or about others. Sentimentality is actually an aspect of delusion. It's an illusion. It's a pretense, and it colors and it flavors the truth of the moment with a kind of sugar coating or rosy hue. As though everything's always nice and sweet. There's no sorrow or pain or anguish anywhere. And this actually weakens us rather than strengthening us. And it also takes a tremendous amount of defensive energy to keep it up. To keep up all of the pretense of overlooking the reality of things as they are. So, what is true friendship, really? What does that mean to you? And now letting the reflection go. Let it be. And we'll begin this portion of our practice by doing just two rounds of metta for ourselves. Using whatever phrases you used when we began. May I be safe and protected from inner and outer danger and harm. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong, healthy. May I take care of myself wisely or easily or happily or joyfully. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May I accept myself, or may I love myself unconditionally, just as I am in this present moment. So picking whatever phrases work for you right now, and a couple of rounds for yourself, that's all. And when you've finished with two rounds of metta for yourself, bring to heart, bring to mind a dear friend. It's important to, at this point, to bring in a friend who you don't have a sexual relationship with or that you're not sexually attracted to, because it complicates the matter. So keeping it simple. And again, if you can visualize easily, bring in an image easily of this friend, please do that, as though they're right here with you, right in front of you. If visualizing or bringing an image in, same thing, really. If that's difficult, don't struggle with it. Bring a felt sense of this person in. And as though they're here with you in that felt sense. If it helps, you can say their name silently to yourself. And if you are visualizing, it's helpful to maintain the image as best you can, or the felt sense as best you can. And for just a moment, contemplating a particular likable or lovable quality or attribute of this person, of your friend. And maybe taking some delight in your friend's wish, your friend's urge to be happy in his or her life. To live a life of happiness and ease, delighting in that. And begin with the phrases, again using the same phrases you used for yourself and that you used for the benefactor. And directing the energy of the metta phrases to your friend, to the image, the felt sense, as though your friend is here with you. And now finishing with the phrase that you're on. If you need to shift your position, your posture, that's fine. But stay comfortable in the body is important with this practice. Let your friend go. Just let your friend be on their way. And come back to the breath, that the nostrils are the belly, just for a moment or two. And the last place we'll direct our metta this evening is to some sense, however that shows up for you this evening, to all beings. So wide open heart, mind, opening in some way to all beings everywhere. And if some image comes up, whatever that might be, that's fine. Or just a broad, open sense of, inclusive sense of all beings. However that might be. May all beings everywhere live in peace within themselves. May all beings everywhere live in peace with each other. May all beings everywhere be peaceful and happy. And now letting this boundless sense or big open sense of all beings, just letting it be, letting it go. And coming back to your own heart, mind, and body, right here, right now. Your breath. And we'll close the metta practice this evening with offering again metta to ourself. To ourself, from ourself, for ourself. May I be safe and protected. May I be peaceful and happy. May I be strong, healthy. May I take care of myself easily. May I live with a deep sense of ease and well-being. May I accept myself completely, unconditionally, just as I am, in this present moment. May all of the wholesome energies and the fruits that manifest through our practice serve towards the welfare, the happiness, and the awakening without bias, without prejudice, for all beings everywhere. And just a very short poem by Kabir, 15th century Sufi poet. The small ruby everyone wants has fallen out on the road. Some think it's east of us, others west of us. Some say among the primitive earth rocks, others in the deep waters. Kabir's deep instinct told him it was inside and what it was worth, and he wrapped it up carefully in his heart cloth.